Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Andres Mora. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Belunger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paquette scores. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Brett steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mora moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Mora moves to third. Blair moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mora. White reaches second base with a double. Potek scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Frank White. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0-for-1 in the game. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Patek steals second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Paquette hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeCinces is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stinson. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Stinson steals second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0 for 2 in the game. Mora hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Mora reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mora moves to third. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Grant Jackson now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nelson hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Wolford moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Wolford moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.